The leader of the New Zealand National Party, Simon Bridges, has had his travel expenses leaked. The situation has become quite serious as the Speaker of the House, Trevor Mallard, launched an inquiry into the leak. Our Kiwi correspondent Lachlan Balfour from 95BFM joins us now to speak more on this. Good morning, Lachlan.
Good morning.
Now, is this a political hatchet job?
Maybe. Basically, it looks like it was most likely someone within the National Caucus, so it could pretty much have only been a National MP, judging by the sort of formatting of the leak. The way it was formatted, that version only went out to the Speaker and National MPs, and it certainly wasn't the Speaker. It definitely was not Trevor Mallard. It probably, my guess is, was some MP within the caucus who, you know, wants to say undermine Bridges, see him go eventually. Who knows which one it was. Probably not Judith Collins. That seems a bit obvious. But I certainly think it was a National MP, and it'll apparently both Trevor Mallard and Simon Bridges seem to think that they will definitely find out who did it.
And what's likely to be the consequences if they find out the person who made this leak?
Oh, they've got to go. If Simon Bridges says lets them stay in caucus, that would just totally, you know, make him look extremely weak. No, that's the end of their political career if they get found to have leaked it, certainly.
And was there anything untoward within the travel expenses that made it justified in the leak?
Well, the interesting thing was he had the highest travel expenses of any MP. For a three-month period. I think he spent about $107,000 because he went on this sort of road show after he became leader of the opposition. He went all around New Zealand sort of trying to meet the people because, you know, no one knew who he was really, trying to raise his profile a bit. And so he did have pretty high expenses, mainly on sort of hotels and crown limos. And yeah, so it wasn't extraordinarily high that it's like, oh, wow, but it was certainly higher than Andrew Little when he was leader of the opposition last year in the same period. I think he only spent about 60-something thousand, but MPs spend money on travel. That's just the way it is, really, and it's sort of quite odd because the expenses were going to be released, I think, 2 days after it got leaked. So it was, yeah, it's a bit of an odd one, really. It should be interesting to find out who did it.
And often when a leak of this sort happens and the sources is sought to be uncovered, the question of, you know, protection for sources in journalistic cases comes into question. Has this been the case with this story?
Yeah, well, Trevor Mallard has said that he's assured journalists that they're not going to go after them. This isn't an investigation into journalists. So whoever the journalist was that was given to, you know, they're not going to go to them and say who gave it to you. Because I think in 2014 there was a bit of an investigation actually after the Parliamentary Service gave a journalist's sort of movements and their records that they have on them to the GCSB, which was the kind of spying agency in New Zealand, after a leaked report. So, no, they're definitely not going to be going after the journalists and asking them who their source was. They've been very, very clear about that after that sort of investigation in 2014, because that was quite bad.
I'm speaking with our New Zealand correspondent, Lachlan Balfour. Now, teachers have showed support for a two-day strike if they don't get an improved offer from the Ministry of Education. What's the story here?
Yeah, so primary teachers went on strike for the first time in 24 years last week. And they have said to the government, we want 16%, just 16% across the board. So no matter what level of teaching you're at, you get a 16% pay rise. The government's come back and said, we can't afford that. We can offer you 14% over, I think, 3 years for new teachers, which would take them from about 46,000 to a little over 50,000, and then about 5% for experienced teachers would take them from 70,000. 7,000 to a little over 80,000. Teachers are saying this isn't good enough. The cost of living near our schools has just gone up hideously. Our wages haven't kept up with the cost of living over the past sort of 20 years, and we need this pay rise to be able to keep on teaching and to encourage people to go into the teaching profession, and the government is not meeting their terms yet.
Now, during the strikes, Jacinda Ardern actually faced a protester. What went down in that case?
Well, Jacinda, yeah, so in Wellington, some teachers, I think about 4,000 teachers, marched to Parliament, and they were met by Chris Hipkins, who's the Education Minister, and Jacinda Ardern came out. She wasn't scheduled to come out or anything, but she said that she couldn't ignore the protest, so she went out and said, basically sort of sympathised with them, said, you know, we know you've been ignored by the National Party for the past 9 years. We want to give you more. We want radical changes, but that's going to take time, and you have to work with us. And I suppose, yeah, she doesn't feel that them striking for 2 days would be working with them. And Chris Hipkins has also been quite critical of the possible 2-day strike, saying it's not really fair on the government that you are going to possibly strike before we can progress negotiations further.
Now, in a broader sense, this is the sort of second case of strike from a sort of fundamental workforce. We've been speaking in previous weeks of the nurses threatening to go on strike if they don't get pay rises. Is this beginning to have an impact on the government?
Well, sort of. National certainly trying to spin it like that. They keep on putting up statistics and graphs that are saying, oh, we had about 4 strikes and we were in power, and National Labor has 10 and every day. But the government is sort of spinning it quite effectively as saying, well, these essential services were ignored for 9 years under National, and they've just sort of reached breaking point. So the strikes are happening now just because of timing, not because of our government's policies. It does really make sense. I mean, they had these sort of 1% pay rises under National for the past 9 years, but equally the previous Labor government didn't give them terribly much. But it's sort of more a timing thing rather than government policy. But, you know, both parties are trying to spin it their way. And I think people are just sort of seeing it as pay these essential services more. Most people are on the side of the striking nurses and teachers.
And finally, a rental company has pulled ads suggesting landlords should squeeze their tenants for money. What was the ad, and what was it really trying to imply?
Yeah, so Quinovich is a sort of letting agency in New Zealand, and one of their branches in Wellington posted on their Facebook page some ads, one saying that your tenants may hate us, you'll love us. And then there was one, are you funding your tenant's social life? So sort of insinuating that, you know, if you're not charging enough rent, then you're allowing your tenants to, I don't know, go out and drink and have a social life, which is just bizarre. There was certainly a lot of backlash against this campaign.
Now, last week we were speaking about the fact that landlords were viewing their tenants' bank statements in order to make choices about whether to rent to them. Was this a poor timing thing for this company, or was this trying to cash in on the sort of national conversation?
Oh, it was certainly poor timing. The sort of main office of Quinovich has said that they pulled the ad, and they said this was just this branch, this doesn't reflect the national company's views. We feel that tenants are as important as landlords. But it certainly was a very bad look. They just timed it so poorly with that sort of KFC test stuff happening. And it's kind of, you know, started a wider conversation about tenancy rights in New Zealand, which will continue, I imagine. The Housing Minister, Phil Twyford, is often saying that, you know, the tenancy laws in New Zealand are really biased against tenants, really favour landlords. So eventually we'll be having a a much bigger conversation about that and probably see some law changes. But, yeah, pretty much everyone across the board has come out and criticized us and just said this was just so bad.
Well, Lachlan, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Yeah, great to talk to you.
That was New Zealand correspondent Lachlan Balfour there from 95BFM speaking to us about what's been happening across the Tasman this week.